stain, stain, stain.
Over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was the Sheila Devine. We're going back a ways for that one, too.
Greetings from 2004.
Yeah. That is We All Have Problems from Secret Society. We had Aberdeen City, which I, to be honest, I completely forgot about Aberdeen City. That was a great song, though.
Indeed.
I remember the song. I don't know why Aberdeen City just like... Whoosh.
Thanks for allowing the Sue's invasion of your playlist.
Will Daly's It Already Would Have Not Worked Out By Now from the latest Golden Walker record. The Information with Bright Lights. I'm totally going to have to listen to that album again when we go off the air.
Obviously.
And we played some J-Po, Surrender to the Disco Nights.
John Pohida International Airport.
Yes, J-Po. And we started that all off with some Loveless, Stick to the Girl from Gift to the World. I always liked introducing that song like that, all rhymey and stuff. But anyway, it is that time.
It is that time.
It is. So, without further ado,
All right. Well,
go for it.
What's that? What did you just say?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Well, I'm Suze, and here's your On the Town with Mikey D concert report for the upcoming week. First up, it's tomorrow. Well, it's not tomorrow, literally right now, but for tomorrow, Thursday, July 26th, the goddamn delightful J.J. Gonson has an artist reception at Cambridge 7 and Associates. They have a really awesome public gallery in their architectural firm, and she has an exhibit called Visages de Punk, Portraits of Bands and Fans from the 80s and 90s. It includes Kurt Cobain drinking strawberry quick milk, some photos of Elliot Smith, also the Adolescents, and lots more. You can check that out at Cambridge 7 Associates Gallery. They're at 1050 Mass Ave in Harvard Square. The reception is tomorrow with JJ from 5:30 to 7:30, and then the gallery with all of her photos is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday until October 3rd. So stop by tomorrow night, or at least come by sometime before the 3rd of October. If you'd like some punk in your life tomorrow, then you should go to Thunder Road, of all places, in Union Square, Somerville, to see Iron Chick Rebuilder Notches. That's at 8 p.m. tomorrow. For some blues, jazz, roots, and rock, Sugar Blood Jinx is at Atwood's Tavern tomorrow night in Cambridge at 10 p.m. And then for what they call dancey, punky, rock and rolly, you should go to Once Somerville upstairs in the lounge tomorrow night with Radium Girls, Sister, Thrust Club, and a band who, honestly, I can't pronounce the name. Belichererium, possibly. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. Anyway, that's tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And if you would like reggae in your life, you should go see Ghetto People Band. It's the first reggae show at Lucky's Lounge tomorrow night. And that is in Boston at 9:30 p.m. And moving on to Friday, July 27th, Indie Rock is at the Lily Pad with T-Rex to see, Lonely Parade, and Mint Green. Inman Square, Cambridge, 7 p.m. Also on Friday, for something a little different, not different to them. They've been doing this for 22 years. It's the MIT Summer 2018 Philharmonic Orchestra Concert at MIT Kresge Auditorium in Kendall Square, and that's at 8 p.m. Reggae supergroup Culture is in town Friday night at Once Ballroom in Somerville. That's at 9 p.m. And then for Moroccan-drenched electronic dubbed-out funk, you should go to the Lizard Lounge to see Club DL featuring Ned Rothenberg and Matt Maneri. Lizard Lounge, Cambridge, 10 p.m. on Friday. For some jazz-infused funk music, go to Toad in Porter Square on Friday. That's Organ in Orbit. They're at Toad, Porter Square, Cambridge, 10 p.m. on Friday. And now we have moved on to Saturday, July 28th. Honky Tonkin Roots Rock, that is the Klima Trio, a lovely matinee show at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge with Greg Klima. He's plays guitar and sings. Also Matt Murphy, who plays bass and also sings, and Andy Sanisbago, who plays guitar and also sings. And that will be a good time. The show that I will be at on Saturday, because I don't know, maybe that matters, is the show at Once Lounge, upstairs at Once Somerville, in Somerville, obviously, because it's called Once Somerville. For indie rock, you should go to Once to see Bellows, Soft Fangs, and Happy Little Clouds. That's at 7 p.m. upstairs. And then, in honor of Once, the Burren is hosting a really interesting event at the Burren called Do Something Nice for Once. It's a metal show, a benefit show for Once Somerville at the Burren, with a wild assortment of metal bands, and that starts at 7 p.m., and that will be amazing.
I'm sorry, I got a metal show at the Burren.
Yes, that's happening on Saturday, and you should go.
Wow.
Indeed.
All right, I'm going to look that up. All right.
For rock, reggae, and funk, go to the Plow and Stars in Central Square on Saturday for Tassie Angels and Strangewood. That's at 9 p.m. Over at Toad on Saturday night for funk, soul, and jazz, it's a band called Lux. They're playing at Toad in Porter Square, Cambridge, 10 p.m. on Saturday. Kong has a residency at Bull McCabe's, and they are a funk band. They're playing on Saturday in Union Square, Somerville, at Bull McCabe's at 10 p.m. Now we're on to Sunday, July 29th, for some Americana. See one of my favorite bands, Sam Reed and the Riot Act. They're at Atwood's in Cambridge. They're doing a matinee show, 4 to 6 p.m. For a couple singer-songwriters, you should go to the Outpost 186 in Inman Square, Cambridge on Sunday to see Corey and Talia. That's at 8 p.m. Reggae, Soul, and Blues is at the Plow and Stars in Central Square on Sunday with Rogue Riders Reggae Band. That is 4 to 6 p.m. I really like matinee shows.
They are nice.
It's nice.
But I must say, when the show's over, it's so weird because it's still daylight outside when you walk out.
You can go to dinner and then you can see more music. It's lovely.
There you go.
All right. And also on Sunday, July 29th, folk, Americana, jazz, bluegrass, pop, folk, soul, and fusion. Apparently that's all happening at the Burr and Backroom series with the Wicked Pickers. That's on Sunday at the Burr in Davis Square, Somerville at 7 p.m. For rock, reggae, blues, and hip-hop, go to Zuzu on Sunday for Joss Vincent and Berserk and the Babymakers. That's at Zuzu in Central Square, Cambridge at 9 p.m., and that's an amazing name for a band. Now we're moving on to Monday, July 30th. If you would like some indie rock, you have a couple options on Monday. Over at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square, Blu-ray, Aurora Boro, Spelling, and Banana are at Charlie's Kitchen for indie rock, 8 p.m. on Monday, July 30th. For punk on Monday, July 30th, you should go to O'Brien's Pub in Alston at 8 p.m. for Los Ladrones, Saint Ripper, and Banshee. Also similar items. All punk bands. Presumably. And then on Monday, July 30th, for more indie rock, you should go to Bull McCabe's. I saw this show on Monday and it was really fabulous. As the Sparrow is playing every Monday in July, and they have one Monday left, and that is this coming Monday. Bull McCabe's in Union Square, Somerville at 9 p.m. And then the residency for Monday is Downbeat Mondays at the Sinclair in Harvard Square with Matthew Stubbs and the Antiguas at 10 p.m. They usually have a special guest. This coming Mondays has not been announced yet. You should definitely check it out. And now we are moving on to Tuesday, July 31st. Passim has a summer concert series, and the last installment of their Danahy Park Summer Series is coming up on Tuesday. There's a couple singer-songwriters that are performing at 6 and 7, Maria Rauninska and Alyssa Amador, and that's at 99 Sherman Street at Danahy Park in Cambridge. Also on Tuesday, July 31st, it's Metal Night at Once Lounge at Once Somerville, 7 p.m. There's a lot of metal bands playing that night. Once will be closed in August, so they are doing a giant metal show with 8 bands. There's a lot of bands playing that night, and you should check that out at 7 p.m. at Once Lounge. For soul, R&B, funk, and rock, you can go to Sally O'Brien's on Tuesday for the Gary Backstrom Band. That's at 8 p.m. For some indie groove, go to Atwood's on Tuesday for Luddy. They're playing at 10 p.m. And for reggae on Tuesday, July 31st, every Tuesday at Bull McCabe's, you can see Ghetto People Band in Union Square, Somerville, and that's at 10 p.m. And now we are on to Wednesday, August 1st, and then I will stop babbling about shows. For some singers, songwriters, soul, and rock, Monk Duane, I love Monk. He is playing at Champions in Kendall Square, Cambridge on Wednesday at 5 p.m. So when you get out of work, go see Monk. And also on Wednesday, the August 1st, for art rock, progressive jazz metal, and rock, Schooltree, GEPH, Lines in the Sky, and Vitamin Sun are at the Middle East upstairs in Central Square, Cambridge at 7 p.m. on next Wednesday. Singer-songwriters and acoustic rock is happening at the Midway Cafe in JP with Sienna Facciolo, Timothy Bernard, Will DiPano, and Ella Brigida. I'm probably saying all of their names wrong. That's happening at the Midway Cafe in JP at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, August 1st. Two more for August 1st. For some folk rock, you should check out Box of Birds, who are playing with the Mobros, who are in town from South Carolina. That's at Atwood's Tavern in Cambridge at 9 p.m. next Wednesday. And one more. Also on Wednesday is a residency that the Nefrock All-Stars have at Bull McCabe's in Union Square. That's in Somerville at 10 p.m. And you can check that out for some soul, R&B, rock, and funk. All right. That is the concert report, and I will see you out there.
It is just amazing, I gotta say, with all of those different types of music going on all over the place. It's just awe-inspiring.
Boston's a pretty special place. I don't think I had to go away and go to California, I think, to realize. I was gone for like 3.5 years. No, yeah. It's pretty lovely here.
All right, so You finish your concert report. We have a concert coming up right here.
Fabulous.
Let's introduce Grand Evolution.
Evolution. This next song is called Days Go By.
Yeah.
WMFO. Thank you, Joel and Mark, for having us. You're listening to Grand Evolution on the Town with Mikey D. This next song is called Goodbye. We have a new album out. It came out in April. This next song, it's called Ghost. You can hear it on our new album. Check it out on iTunes.
Because
next one we're going to play, it's called Escape. It's another new one. Check us out, grandevolution.com. We have a video for this one up on YouTube. So we're from Providence, and this was filmed at the Providence Airport and in Woonsocket, and some of it in our own backyard. Album. It's called Hold On, and the album is called Tell Me Why.
Thank you.
We're going to play some of our stuff that we don't play so much anymore. This goes back to, 2008? Listen? 2006, wow. So you're listening to Grand Evolution on the town with Mikey D. Check us out, grandevolution.com. Facebook, give us a like. Instagram, we're all over social media.